Good morning. I'd like to welcome everyone to the 2015 Actuaries Summit. Now, we have 459 delegates at the summit from as far afield as Hong Kong, Indonesia, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Singapore, South Africa, Sri Lanka, Switzerland, the UK and the US. I'd also like to extend a welcome to those members who are located around the world who are watching this event by webcast. This is the first time the summit has been held in Melbourne, so it's absolutely great to be here and also to have such a large attendance at a Melbourne-based event. Now, I'm particularly pleased to see that the theme for the conference is taking the lead. Now, too often, I think, the actuary is seen as just a backroom technician. And if you Google images of actuaries, while you don't get lots of pictures of men in brown cardigans, you do get lots of images of calculators, complicated mathematical formulae, and people poring over graphs. And, of course, those images, I don't think, provide a full picture of the profession, which for a number of years now has been taking leading positions on a number of issues which are extremely important for Australia. For example, an actuary was one of the leading advocates for and architects of the National Disability Insurance Scheme, which is changing the way that support is provided to some of the most disadvantaged people in our society. And actuaries are crucial in making the NDIS become a reality, and we're fortunate to have Sarah Johnson, the actuary from the National Disability Insurance Authority, presenting on the progress of the scheme. I think that's in concurrent for today. Actuaries have also been vocal about longevity and the ageing population and the challenges that that is going to bring for both individual retirees, and for society in terms of funding the increasing costs of pensions, age pensions and healthcare. And the Institute has lent its voice to the call for long-term, consistent policies to deal with these growing issues and challenges, and we will continue to do so. Actuaries have also been outspoken about the cost of natural disasters and the impact of catastrophic events on individuals and communities, and the need to improve resilience and provide financial security to those affected to enable communities to rebuild their lives. And so in my view, the conference theme is well named and provides a platform for us to discuss some of these important societal issues as well as some of the more technical ones. Now, our sponsors are, of course, crucial to the Institute to be able to put on events of this quality. And so on behalf of the Institute, I would like to acknowledge and thank our silver sponsors, RGA, Towers Watson and Deloitte, for their significant support of this summit. Now, RGA and Towers Watson are sponsoring the baristas who are located in the foyer, and I know that that's always a very popular spot to be at, either, you know, between and sometimes during sessions. And Deloitte, and particularly tomorrow after the gala dinner, they'll be in strong demand. And Deloitte has sponsored a satchel insert and also this plenary session. Our thanks also go to our bronze sponsors, Milliman, who has sponsored the lanyards, Jen Ree, who has sponsored the Summit Connect, and I'll come back to that in a moment, SKL, who is sponsoring the satchels, Swiss Re, the pens, Finity, the tea breaks, that's important, and the notepads, and Numerix and Palisade for being booth sponsors, and Noise Consulting for being a branding sponsor. So to all our sponsors, your continued support is very, very much appreciated. We would also like to acknowledge and thank our supporting partners, the Insurance Council of Australia, the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, CFA Societies of Australia, and the Australian and New Zealand Institute of Insurance and Finance. Now, the Institute has created Summit Connect, which is your one-stop shop for all things to do with the summit. So you can find the programs, sponsor details, papers and synopses through Summit Connect. And this is also the place to give feedback. And I do encourage you to provide feedback. And I do know that sometimes it feels like we're badgering you to do that. But feedback is really vital for us in planning future events. So please note the link that's on the screen at the moment. You can also follow the summit on Twitter and keep up to date with what's happening by noting down the Twitter details, which are also just behind me. Now, I actually am not a tweeter, but I actually set up a Twitter account just on Friday so that I could follow two very important events that are occurring this week. Firstly, of course, the summit, and then secondly, the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, we've got an amazing 56 concurrent sessions, and I'd like to thank all of our session presenters for their work and their commitment in bringing their ideas to the summit. And all papers presented will be eligible for the Melville Prize. Throughout the summit, the Institute's chosen to support the ANU Cancer Research Programme, and we'll be hearing from Professor Christopher Parrish, who until recently was the Director of School, tomorrow in Plenary 5. And if you'd like to make a donation, please use the envelope that's in your satchel and hand it in to the registration desk. My final job of this morning is to introduce our conference facilitator, Annabelle Crabb. Annabelle is one of Australia's most popular political commentators and the ABC's chief online political writer. She's worked extensively in newspapers, radio and television as a political commentator and has established a regular live Twittercast of parliamentary question time. Her ABC show Kitchen Cabinet combined cooking and politics, one of which is a passion of mine. You can guess which one. And she's also an author with her book The Wife Drought, or Why Every Woman Needs a Wife, was published in 2014. So I'd now like to introduce and welcome Annabelle to the stage.
Thank you. But I should curtsy. Thank you very much, Estelle. Good morning, everyone. I feel I should curtsy to Estelle because she has that massive piece of actuarial hardware around her neck. Being the president is, of course, a great honour, and I know that one of her first official duties was to sing the swan song at an Asian conference on behalf of Australian actuaries. We know that she goes the hard yards for the profession. We also know, as a result of that speech, that she sits around Google image searching the term actuaries, which is also interesting, as I'm sure you'll agree. Thank you very much for having me back here. I was at the summit 2 years ago. I brought my newborn baby. I don't know how that worked, but somehow it did. And I became completely hooked by your profession. So I should say that I am here because I want to be here. I am also here because, ladies and gentlemen, I can read the signs. With the advent of big data and the gathering threats of climate change and an aging population, it is very clear to me that the actuaries will take over the world quite soon. I can read the signs. I mean, you've got Qantas and Woolies buying up actuarial firms. There's a line item in the federal budget, in the Social Security Department, committing for the first time quite a few million dollars specifically to actuarial services. A bit frightening that hasn't been done before, you might think, but good, okay. Actuaries are taking over the world. I believe that. I don't fear it. I'm partly here because I want to stay sweet with the new overlords. So consider me an emissary from your cringing non-actuarial subjects. I'm on my knees before you, begging you to be gentle with our data. And when you establish from my transactional history and various other ephemeral details around me that I'm going to drop dead of a heart attack on September the 18th next year, please break the news to me gently. That's all I ask. On behalf of me and my colleagues who will be your servants sometime soon. Welcome to the conference. I'm thrilled to be here. I spent last week locked up with bricks of documents in the form of the federal government, so I could not be more pumped for these 2 days. Now, you will be absolutely stunned to learn that I do have some housekeeping details to canvass with you before we get cracking. They are as follows. Presenter feedback forms, really serious about wanting you to fill those out because it's all about the data, isn't it? We all understand that. So the speakers that you like will be invited back next time. The ones that you don't will be supplied to the greyhound industry and never heard of again. You have a role in this decision. You have the power, so please use it responsibly. There is free Wi-Fi on a brighter note for all summit attendees, so get your snout in that trough by following the instructions that have magically appeared on those big screens. Don't you love it when things work? As Estelle said, there's a Twitter feed running. get amongst it at Actuaries Inst is the identity that you're chasing, and the hashtag is hashtag ActSum. Right. Everybody's mobile phones are on silent, I assume. Yes, of course they will be, because you're all highly responsible individuals. Do text questions. We are doing a text-based and Twitter-based question feed this time. So if you're the kind of person who loves to stand up, wave your hand and ask something extremely profound and have all your colleagues think, gosh, how clever that person is. Don't panic. You still have that opportunity, because when you tweet or message a question, we can see it, it'll be on screen, and then I will ask it in my passive-aggressive way. So I'm still in control, but you're also in control. So it's going to work just fine.